here at the 17th Annual Southern Peanut Growers Conference, being held this year in a brand new location, Callaway Gardens, Georgia. With me is Don Kaler with the Georgia Peanut Growers, and you are the host state now for the first time in 17 years. How about that?
It's nice. I think it was out of necessity that we ended up here. But it's a nice location. Folks have been good to work with. It's a little bit of a breath of fresh air. And then this year we're going to do a survey of all the attendees. And we may actually move the conference around each year to a different state and understand the geographic diversity of where our farmers are.
Well, and that's cool. It is different. We all, of course, always loved going to the resort in Panama City Beach, but this is... It is, like you said, a breath of fresh air. It's something totally different, and same people, just a different location.
It is same people, and actually, Callaway Gardens has the largest man-made beach in North America.
Really? Interesting. So we still have a beach. Well, Don, as always, we check in at this conference. The first thing I want to ask you about is what are some of the issues that you're watching that are of concern to your peanut growers in Georgia?
You know, the biggest short-term issue is trying to get rainfall. We've got some areas that are kind of dry right now and not too late, but we need this rain to go ahead and come on in. Maybe temperatures to moderate just a little bit, but at least we haven't been a whole lot of these 100-degree on the thermometer days. I think when we look longer term, the concern is what are we going to do with the peanuts? We're going to have a lot of peanuts this year, but also we have a lot of opportunity with China right now. China has potential to help, especially when we have a little bit of surplus in the crop. So I'm excited about that. I think farmers are also looking at what the future holds as far as farm programs in the future. What's coming out of research that's going to help continue to keep us on the leading edge of being the most efficient producers on the face of the earth.
Well, how's the transition gone with the new Farm Bill programs with your farmers in Georgia?
You know, our farmers, by and large, really like the program. We planted an increase in acres right now. I think part of that was the fact that other commodities maybe aren't quite as good and, the prices aren't there. But our farmers, I think, are really, really pretty much happy with where we are right now.
Well, you mentioned research, and what another thing that's new this year, besides our new location, is we're having a 5K race tomorrow, and the money that's being raised through that is going into developing new peanut products for hungry children, especially. So, tell me a little bit about that.
What they're going to do, the proceeds will go to MANA, which is the company of Mother Assisted Nutritive Aid. And they're looking at a host of other things that they can do besides just for the starving children, some maintenance foods, things like that. And so the folks with Syngenta are going to donate all the proceeds from that race and from the sale of T-shirts. You don't have to run. You can buy a T-shirt. So they're donating that money for that. I think that's really exciting. Another donation we have, and then we're in an industry that has a big heart, and our farmers have a big heart. But tonight with our little casino night, the proceeds from that will go to Peanut Proud, which is the group that puts some peanut butter in the food banks. And when folks have a tornado, they can get a truckload of peanut butter to help out. And so that's exciting. We have that going as well.
Well, and one of the speakers I'm excited to see, one of my favorite people, Krista Harden, who is also from right here in Georgia, right?
Krista and I go back at least 30 years, and I got to look at it and I said, we have the highest ranking Georgian ever to serve in the Department of Agriculture. She's the number two person there, but the thing she has is a heart for the farmer and a heart for the farm. She still owns a farm. And I think that, we couldn't have anybody any better. I think folks are really going to be excited with the message she has, because her message is one that everything's not done and we've got a future that's going to be bright.
Well, how is attendance this year?
We were at 417 before we came. We've had some on-site registrations. That's off a little bit from where we were last year in Panama City, but pretty much comparable to the previous years. So last year was maybe a year when farmers had things going pretty well. They had plenty of money. All the crops were doing well, and plus a lot of curiosity with the farm bill. But it looks like we're similar to most of the years we've been in Panama City.
Well, another thing that really makes this conference go is your sponsors. And you have like some of the greatest sponsors that have been here supporting you for the whole 17 years even.
We couldn't put this on without those sponsors, and the sponsors are just great. They continue to show up. They bring a lot of things for the folks. I mean, the goodie bags that we have for the conference attendees have a lot of things. They've got a lot of giveaways, caps, and they give us the money to be able to buy down the registration cost here. So with their little exhibit space that they get, they put in a lot of money and a lot of effort. And I can't say enough about our sponsors.
Well, I'm really looking forward to this year's event and sharing that with everybody else on our SPGC blog, which we've had now for 8 years, 7 or 8 years. I don't know. It's been a while.
I didn't even know how to spell blog when we started.
Well, great. It's good to see you, Don, as always. And we'll be bringing you the latest from the Southern Peanut Growers Conference here in Callaway Gardens, Georgia. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.